Coddersall's kickoff. This is Radio City Talk.
Let's catch up with Alan Irwin, who was covering the game on Saturday. Al, 0-0, what do we reckon?
It's not quite the Far East, is it? They're going to Dubai, aren't they, Steve?
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry about that.
Not the Far East.
Got my geography wrong. Dubai, Far East, anything's warmer than here at the moment.
You're dead right, it's not a bad time to be in Dubai, mate. Yeah, I wish
I'm just
I was
getting carried away.
I wish I was seconded onto the trip.
I was looking at some of their social media pictures while I was talking to you there, actually. A few of them have taken pictures as they've got on the plane and they look over the moon to be heading away from Merseyside.
I bet they do. Yeah, not bad for 5 days. The bonuses are being knocked out of the FA Cup.
How was the performance at the weekend?
Pretty average, Steve. They lacked, strangely, after, you know, putting six past Bournemouth. It wasn't straight from the sublime to the ridiculous in that sense, but they lacked a ruthless streak, I would describe it as, an ability to kill a game that was there to be won without a shadow of a doubt. If Lukaku scores on half an hour with the chance of the game, certainly the chance of the first half, they win the game because Middlesbrough really, really struggled to break teams down. And by contrast, they don't concede that many goals themselves. So it was always going to be a tight game in that respect. And the first goal was going to be absolutely pivotal. And Lukaku's chance was an excellent one. And given how well he took his chances last week, there was just an expectancy about the opportunity that came his way that he'd find the back of the net. But Valdez saved with his feet. And I think that was the point in the game. The big, big point in the game where if he'd have taken it, they would have gone on and won. And Lukman had a chance in the second half, which was not quite as clear because he was on a tighter angle. But, you know, the two one-on-one situations, you've got to take those opportunities. And Everton certainly had the better of the game, although, you know, having talked about those chances, they still had to rely on Robles to make an outstanding save at the end. But that was the only save he had to make, really.
How have you seen Ademola Lookman's development within the first team?
I've been very surprised, Steve, because I've spoken to somebody who's a Charlton fan who works with Sky Sports, actually, and you know, they were touting him more as a winger, a bit lightweight, not able to score goals. Maybe they're right on that point because he had a couple of opportunities to finish up at the weekend and didn't take them. But I've been pleasantly surprised by how he's fitted in. His confidence for a young boy, he's still only 19, he's fitted in supremely well because he's not a big figure by any stretch of the imagination. He's small, he's quite lightweight, but he's adapted very, very quickly to life in the Premier League. And I think he's a really, really good prospect and has got a good future in Premier League football.
It's a great opportunity for him, isn't it? There were some nice words said by Aitor Karanka about Everton at the weekend. He said they played one of the best teams in the league. Are Everton starting to command quite a bit of respect?
I think they've always had respect as one of the Premier League clubs that's been in the top flight since the inception of the Premier League in that sense. So I think you have to command respect for a football club like that. I think they played with confidence and he will have seen that. He will have known that Everton took to the pitch on Saturday, oozing confidence following the recent run that they've been on. And when you put six goals past opposition the previous week, then that quite naturally is going to come out. So Everton certainly knocked the ball about confidently at times, but he made changes again, didn't he, Koeman? And that maybe played a part. Idrissa Gueye didn't quite look up to speed again after his African Nations Cup duty. But I think Karanka's like that.
Is that down to that, do you think?
I'm not sure because I've seen other players who've come in after playing in the African Nations Cup, such as Mr. Mane for Liverpool, who was on fire at the weekend.
Yeah.
So, you know, you can't necessarily say that. It's about fitting in again, isn't it? And having missed so many games, maybe he just needs that time to fit in with those particular players and the system that is operated by Koeman. So it's hard to say, but I'm one of those people, Steve, that say you can't be absolutely fantastic week in, week out. We can't be in our jobs. You know, some days you must come in to Radio City Talk, and I feel a bit down and not, and it's hard to not. I'm not saying it's hard to get up and perform, but you do come away from certain jobs having completed a task better than you feel you've done it the week before, and that is the same for footballers, isn't it? So I'm not expecting them to be absolutely fantastic week in, week out. I'm expecting them to give everything that they've got in that sense, and I think the players certainly did that at the weekend, but they just lack that killer instinct, and I think that if they can get somebody who can grab the game by the scruff of the neck and say, look, this is here to be won, you know, one goal is going to do the job, then that's what they need.
Perhaps summed up by this line in the paper here: last week for Everton it rained goals, this week it just rained.
Well, any fan who went to the Riverside will know that. It's a desolate place, isn't it, Steve?
Look, they're heading to Dubai, but it's not going to be a holiday for them. I think he's pretty much reiterated that as Ronald.
Yeah, I don't know which way round is better. When they're going to Dubai now for 5 days, so they'll be back Saturday, and then I suppose it's the right way round because they adapt again back to the conditions here in England, which will be considerably cooler in preparation for the game in against Sunderland on the 25th, is it? So in that sense, it's probably the right way to do it. But he's already said that, you know, it'll be an opportunity for everybody to gel, for the new lads to fit in again, get to know other players. But they'll be working. Certainly, they'll be putting on some drills out there that will hopefully help them longer term.
It's one of the biggest things that we've seen now that he's been here for quite a few months, that the fitness that he's implemented in the side.
Yeah, and he pointed it out very early on in his tenure, didn't he, Steve? He was quick to say that his lads were only at, I think he said 70%, didn't he? And I think some of the fans looked at the first couple of games and said 50%. Because they were tiring late on. There were an awful lot of players who were considerably feeling the pace of games when it got two-thirds into it. You know, he hit that hour mark, or the three-quarter mark of the game, and some players were beginning to struggle. So I don't think overall Koeman had been impressed with fitness levels that Roberto Martinez had had left from his time at the club. And each manager operates differently in that regard, and each manager trains players differently. So those players who'd been there under Martinez, you know, had to get used to a different training regime under Koeman, different fitness levels. And I think it's telling now, because I don't think there's certainly as many players who can't last, you know, the 90 minutes in the way that they weren't managing that early in the season. So it is something that Koeman sets his stall on, and I think it's pretty important as well, because the pace of the game is relentless, isn't it, at times? And I think Everton need to control that and be in a situation where they can manage, you know, the 90 minutes week in, week out. And we've still got some who aren't going to do that. I mean, Gareth Barry's obviously advancing in years. I think it's his birthday this week, actually. He turned 36, so,
wow.
You know, but he's still an influential player in that sense. But Everton have got other younger players who are able to, you know, play alongside him now in midfield. I mean, Tom Davies is half his age, which is strange, isn't it? But old enough to have Gareth Barry as his dad, which is incredible.
It's not a bad bit of experience to have around. Are you expecting it's just a little bit too far? Top four now, draws like that one at the weekend,
well,
don't really help the cause.
I keep changing my mind, Steve, don't I? You're going to remind me of what
7th,
I said
8th.
In November and December, I think. So it's a different one. Football changes very, very quickly. What are these 7 points?
Seven from United,
from Manchester United, who are on 48 points. I mean, people say that, you know, Manchester United aren't in the title race. Well, how can they say that when they're only 2 points behind Tottenham and Arsenal? And people are saying that, oh, no, it's not over yet. There's, you know, 10 points behind Chelsea. I think Chelsea are going to win it. But, you know, if Tottenham and Arsenal in second and third and Liverpool in fourth, only a point behind those two, are still in the race, then, you know, you'd have to say Man United are. So putting that in the same context as Everton pushing on, I mean, if they win, what's left, 13 matches, you know, let's say that they win 9 or 10 of those games, you're going to put yourself in a very, very good position. So it's by no means over, and Everton are capable, as you've seen this season, Steve, of getting results against the top sides. They battered Manchester City after all, so we've got a Merseyside derby to come, which will be interesting, won't it?
The kickoff on Radio City Talk, your one stop for Merseyside sport. This is Radio City Talk.